The olive grove is a sustainable agroecosystem. An olive grove is a snippet of nature. It is like a wood as thinned out and artificial as we want, but still a wood, and it works and organizes itself as such. It is not a machine whose water temperature or revolutions can be lowered or raised, nor can we replace a part when it breaks. It is a natural system made up by all the living beings that are present, vegetables, animals and microorganisms, and by the compound of all the physical factors that determine and influence the environment that surrounds it. An olive grove is a thin wood that includes the olive trees and the insects that feed off them, and the birds and the lizards, and any other bug or animal wandering through, including ourselves, and the soil with the millions of living beings inhabiting it, and the weeds, and the bushes at its edges and the other olive groves that surround it, and nearby fields. And, as long as we are at it, it is also the olive mill, with its orujas and its alpacines, dark liquid resulting from the pressing of olives, and the river, and the orujo producer and its chimney, and its smoke and the tractors, and, in definite, everything related to or that depends on or has an influence on the olive grove. Manual Padger. To make sure an olive grove is sustainable, it is necessary to reach a balanced agroecosystem by means of suspending or reducing to the maximum any actions that might affect the loss of diversity, maintaining a well-adjusted energy balance in the agroecosystem. Energy balance in the olive grove. Energy input. Photosynthetic fixation carried out by the olive trees and all other vegetation present. Human labor harvesting, pruning, eliminating suckers, fuels used, fertilizers and phytosanitaries. Energy output. Harvest the olive oil and other products from the mill, orujo and alpac. Burning the remains from the pruning wood, chips and twigs. Erosion and or lixiviation of the soil's particles. Steps to take to reach a sustainable olive grove. Cultivation handling. Maintaining the vegetation, the grass cover, in the olive grove, be it spontaneous or grown, and the natural vegetation on the edges of the area, the typical natural borders or edges. Continuity of other crops, grape, cereals, legumes and or its mixed exploitation alongside bovine or ovine livestock. Nearness to natural vegetation masses, such as is the case of these hill areas. Providing nutrients by means of compost from the sub-products derived from the olive grove, and the grinding and distribution of the remains of the pruning process on the terrain. Comprehensive fight to combat plagues and ailments. Only fight those plagues that are really plagues, those that foresee an economical loss. Do not fight the natural presence of insects. It is essential to carry out an adequate monitoring of the insect populations susceptible to becoming plagues, evaluating the population of predators and parasitic agents present that, in some cases, are sufficient control. A balanced nutrition will provide resistant trees.